You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 210. And on today's show, I'm going to talk about a real productivity tool that has helped me tremendously this year in my business, and that is journaling. So let's talk about some different ways that we can use journaling and how it might help you in your business on today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Elmer, and welcome to today's Street Smart Wealth Podcast. Welcome to the show. Whether you're new or you've been a longtime listener, I'm thrilled to have you here. Stay tuned to the end. At the end, I give some important announcements that you're going to want to definitely pay attention to. In the meantime, a couple things I want to share with you. It is December. It's the first part of December as this show is broadcasting, and I'm going to take the rest of this month to really set you up with some productivity tools, some concepts, some different things to be thinking about and getting into play now for December while you're still, you know, working your business. This isn't the time to slack off and take time away from your business. You still want to be creating that momentum that's going to set you up for success into 2016 and beyond. But at the same time, this is some time when you can take to be planning and preparing for 2016 so that you can make it a great year. So December is really going to be spent on this show with some different ideas, again, productivity tools, some little short actionable steps of things that you can do and focus on to really get you set. So stay tuned for that. Also, some of my plans for 2016 is I'm going to do a book of the month. So get ready for that. Some books to really set you up for success. And one of the shows that I'm going to be covering in December upcoming is Mastery versus Overwhelm. And so while I'm going to be introducing 12 books in 2016, some of them you may have already read. It's okay if you've already read them. I'm not a fan of, you know, reading a million books and never taking action on any of them. So we're really going to focus on those books and those tools and those resources that if you will study them, implement them, and master them, you'll have success in your business. So stay tuned for that show coming up here in a couple weeks, and or maybe a week and a half, and then stay tuned for 2016 with some of those productivity tools. Also, if you're looking for coaching, if you really want to take your business to the next level this upcoming year, consider coaching with me for a couple sessions to just set things up for you and get things headed in the right direction. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach and learn all about my coaching programs and see what's going to help you get the most out of that time together. Okay, so on today's show, we're going to talk about journaling for home business success. Last year, my good friend Lisa Grossman, who I've interviewed here on the show, many of you know her, she's an amazing network marketer, leader, mentor of mine. Last year for the holidays, she sent me a blank journal. And on the front, it says, "Forever is composed of nows." That's a quote by Emily Dickinson. And it's kind of interesting. I had been contemplating getting back to journaling for a long time. I mean, for several years. And I just had never taken the plunge. Even though, to be honest with you, I have a closet full, a box full of journals and planners and that kind of thing. But I just had never really taken the plunge and gotten started with it again. And when I got that in the mail, I thought to myself, okay, this is a nudge from my mentor, Lisa Grossman, and it's also a nudge from the universe to get after it. So I did. I got started right away. I started in December, right before the end of the year. And it's kind of funny. This one journal will take me through this year. I haven't journaled every single day, but almost every day. And I've used it for a lot of different things. And so I'm going to share some ideas with you on how you can use a journal. One of the things that I use it for is goal setting. Goal setting at the beginning of the year, I did some goal setting in my journal. So it was easy to find a place to go back and reference it. at the beginning of the month, I do some goal setting. And sometimes at the beginning of the week, I do some goal setting. So your journal can be a great place to put your goals in. And one thing to remember about journaling is that the nice thing about it is that if you use it for all these different things I'm going to share with you, you have an easy resource that you can flip back through and look over the year and see what you planned for, what you implemented, and maybe those things that you didn't implement on that you want to, and how you can improve for the next year. So it's great for goal setting. It's also great for practicing gratitude. You know, we talk about at the end of every day writing down those things that we're grateful for, and we think about it, but how many of us actually do it? Well, I promise you, if you get started journaling, now you have a place where you can actually do that. And even if you don't do it every single day, although I highly recommend it, even a couple times a week or even once a month is better than nothing at all. So your journal can be a great place for tracking your gratitude. It's also a great place to just get your thoughts down on paper. You know, we have so many thoughts that buzz through our brain on a regular basis, and so often we lose those in an instant almost because we think of them and we don't write them down, or, you know, we think we'll remember them and then boom, we lose them. And sometimes we lose them for good, and sometimes, you know, they do come back to us, but not always at the time that we want them to. Now, thoughts and ideas, let me add ideas onto that, because I was listening to a podcast about a year and a half ago, and I can't even remember who it was. James is his first name, and I can't remember his last name, but if I remember it, I'll put it in the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/210. Okay, so what he recommended doing was every day get up and write down 10 ideas. Whatever ideas pop into your brain, maybe it's people you want to talk to about your business, a networking event you want to go to, an idea for a product you want to create, whatever it is, just get up every day and write down 10 ideas, and you'll begin to see a theme. Some days those ideas will be the same. It doesn't have to be 10 new ideas every single day. It's really all about what pops into your brain and then revisiting that and seeing where that might lead you to. And I started doing that, and it really created some amazing space for me for some of my programs that I've come out with, people that I've talked to, you know, move me ahead in my business. That really was a great tool for me. And so I want to recommend that to you, and to use your journal to write down those thoughts and ideas. Now, another thing that your journal can be great for is venting. And again, you can go to the show notes, jackiealmer.com/210, and all of these will be in there. You can use it for venting. So if you're upset or frustrated or just, you know, thinking on something that's really bothering you, it's a great place that you can vent. You can write a letter to someone. You can write a letter to yourself. You can get all of that negative energy and those negative thoughts out of you and onto paper. And it's amazing how that can free you up to move on to other things, stop thinking about it, stop, letting it consume your time and thought and energy. And it's amazing also how it can be such a cleansing to get that out and away from you and on its way. Now, I kind of think I might have mentioned, along with goal setting, your journal is a great place for planning. It's a great place for at the beginning of the month, certainly at the beginning of the year, the beginning of a month, and the beginning of a week, or a beginning of a quarter, or a 90-day challenge that you're doing. Whatever it is, your journal can be a great place for writing down what those plans are, planning those things out, getting them in writing, and moving on them. Your journal can also be a great place for getting your strategy written out, okay? So you're doing some planning, you're doing some goal setting. Now let's put a strategy to that and let's put it in the journal. Your journal is a great place for writing about your fears as well, okay? We all have fears that creep in, and kind of like the venting process, sometimes when we can just get those fears out of us, get them down on paper, talk about them, put them in a place where it's safe, where we can go back and look at them. And sometimes when we do that, it's a cleansing process, and then we move on from that. And sometimes it makes us easier for us to go back and revisit those fears and look at those and say, what in the world am I doing allowing those to consume my time and energy? And then another great thing for your journal is tracking. You can track your progress. So at the beginning of the week, you may write down those plans, those things that you plan to implement. At the end of the week, you can do some tracking. You can look back and say, what did I actually accomplish from those plans that I had laid, from those goals that I had set? What did I actually accomplish, and what is, you know, moving me to a better place in this process? So those are just some quick ideas on ways that a journal can help you. Again, I just can't highly recommend it enough. Now, on show number 208, if you go back to jackyelmer.com/208, you will find my podcast on productivity and that type thing. And I talk about the Passion Planner there. And I talk about this. This is another place that you can use for journaling. So if you haven't listened to that, go to jackyelmer.com/208, listen into that show, and find the resources that I have there, because you don't even have to get something new. If you're going to order that for your calendar and productivity and goal setting and all that other stuff, that can be used as your journal as well. And I highly recommend it. Now, one other important thing to note that I do in my journal is that I use some, I use different colored pens as I'm writing. So if it's something that I know that I might want to reflect on, I'll use a red pen. I have them right there in my journal. I use a red pen, or you can buy those pens that have four colors of ink, and you just press down on the one that you want, so you only have to have one pen. But if it's something I want to be able to quickly reference back to, I write it in red. So I have red, green, blue, and black. And then I can quickly go back and reference the important highlights that I want from whatever it is that I'm working on in that journaling process just by looking for the color of pen that I'm using. All right, so I hope you're beginning to see how journaling can really help you. And if you want to, you know, if you're not going to do the Passion Planner and do your whole calendar and everything all in one, you know, go to Barnes & Noble or go to an office supply store, Office Depot or Office Max or Staples or something like that, and look around. There's lots of places where you can buy blank journals. You know, get something that feeds your spirit, is exciting to you, and feels good that you're going to journal in. I highly recommend doing that. And then pay it forward too. Give someone a gift of a journal and recommend that they start this process with you. You'll be amazed at what will show up. You definitely will. All right, so again, the show notes, jackyelmer.com/210. I love and appreciate reviews. If you want to give me a podcast review, you can go to jackyelmer.com/iTunes. jackyelmer.com/Stitcher. And if you have a question for the show or a comment, tweet me at Jackie Elmer. Let me know where you're listening, where you are when you listen, and any questions that you'd like to have answered on the show, and I will get that done for you for sure. All right, so it's December. I don't know when you're listening to this, but whatever you're doing, whenever it is, I want you to go out and rock your business today. And remember, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackyelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.